Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruiak. The final episode of the podcast Making Meadowview was released today. This series, which we hope you've been following, has been the result of more than a year of reporting in the South Sacramento neighborhood of Meadowview. And though it was inspired by the Stephon Clark police shooting in 2018, the goal of the project was to look at the history, the people, and the culture that shaped the area that generations of people have loved and called home. Host and producer Pauline Bartoloni is with us again. Hi, Pauline. Glad to
Hi,
have
Beth.
You back.
Good to be here.
So in the final episodes, who do we meet? Where do you and the team take us?
Well, our fifth episode, which was released just recently, was called Welcome to Margaritaville. That has kind of a more lighthearted tone than some of the previous episodes. It's about a woman named Margarita Chavez, who is dead set on beautifying her neighborhood. She's obsessed with calling the city 311 line to report stray dogs, to report grass that's grown too high, illegal dumping, cars and stoves that are left on the side of the road. She lives in a neighborhood called Detroit Park in Meadowview. It's a working class neighborhood. It looks like any other suburban neighborhood, but it does have blight. And she's kind of taken on it herself to drive around her neighborhood a couple times a week and then record any eyesores, and then call 311. So here's a little clip of her driving around.
Well, one time I went for my walk, I had my digital camera, and I saw the young man over there on when we passed by on Laurie Way, and he was going to dump in there. And I said, guess what? I got my camera. Go ahead. And he sped out of there so fast.
Yeah, so sometimes she tries to catch people in
and
the act.
She delights in that.
Yeah.
311 is an important tool, though, in any neighborhood.
It is, and I'm not sure if everybody knows about it, but, you know, there's a 311 app. You can report any neighborhood eyesores in that. You can call just 311. They're open 24 hours. You can call them on the weekend. I use it for bulk trash pickup if I have something in that I can't put in my garbage can. But, yeah, you can report neighbors who have boats on their lawns or fences that need to be repaired.
And someone attentive like Margarita becomes a tool for the city or a partner in a way, right?
That's right. Larry Carr, who's the council person for District 8, which serves Meadowview, he says we all need more Margaritas because people like her are responsible for helping beautify our neighborhoods, and the city couldn't know what needs to happen in a neighborhood without people like her. But she is a little controversial, you know, because sometimes she's
aggressive.
Reporting on her neighbors, and people might not like to be reported on. But, you know, we asked people about that, and her neighbors actually appreciate her. They call her kind of like the sergeant, and they're the cops. You know, they like work with her to try to make the neighborhood a better place.
So that's a lively episode, episode number 5. And then episode 6, released today, is called Stepping Up to the Dais. So what's that about?
That's right. That's about Mai Vang. She's kind of a rising political star in Meadowview. She's a Sacramento City School Board member. She's also the first Hmong person to be elected in the city of Sacramento. And so if folks don't know, the Hmong are an ethnic minority from Southeast Asia, and a lot of folks came here after the Vietnam War as refugees. So there are now almost 40,000 Hmong folks in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. So Mai's grandparents were refugees, and her mom came over as a teenager. And I want to play a little clip of Mai having lunch with her mom where she talks about her immigration story.
You wanted me to become a doctor.
I know.
She said, I know. Sorry, Ma, I didn't become a doctor. You're not mad though, right, Mom?
No, I'm not. Actually, I'm very happy that they choose the way they want it.
Yeah.
You know, she's in a public service, so she's helping people. They're similar to doctor too.
When Mai's mom was a girl, her family fled Laos because of the Vietnam War. Her father helped the U.S. against communist Vietnamese forces. After a week-long journey, they settled into a refugee camp in Thailand. They were there for a couple of years before arriving in the U.S.
I remember we walked through the forest and it's raining, and my brother Ki cried a lot. And then my dad told my mom, say, you need to calm him down because they will go up to us if they hear it. So we walk night and day. So during daytime, when we walk on the small road, you can see people die. I don't know how they die, but they die on the side, mm-hmm. and then you just walk by. And it's very scary, though. Mm-hmm. Very scary.
When Mai's mother and grandparents came to Sacramento, they settled in Meadowview because housing was cheap. At 15 years old, Mai's mother was illiterate and didn't know how to count. She had Mai a couple of years later, and then 15 kids after her.
She's the oldest, so she helped me a lot, taking care of the little one. And when I'm busy, I will ask her, can you check your sister diaper? And then she will change diaper. And then she will take to the, you know, the bathroom and change and wash. And she will clean the bottle and then put milk in and give them to the little one. After she finished, she will say, Ma, I'm done. Well, what do you need me to do?
I can't even imagine having 12 kids right now. Like, in my early 30s, having 12 kids. I don't know how you did it, Mom.
I know. Sometimes I look back. I don't know how I do it, too. It's very difficult. Yeah, I struggle a lot.
Yeah. You're pretty awesome, Mom.
Conversations between mothers and daughters, I find always fascinating, but all of those dynamics and 16 children in that family?
I know, it's incredible.
Wow. So why did you follow Mai?
Well, for folks who've been listening to Making Meadowview, you know that we've been following leaders in South Sacramento and how they solve big community problems.
Right.
And Mai is definitely one of those folks. She's in the thick of the Sacramento school budget crisis. She comes from a community organizer background. She's really interesting because she was once protesting against school closures, and now she's on a board speaking for government. So we were interested in this tension, how she was going to navigate that.
I'll refer people to capradio.org/Meadowview for a number of the other episodes. But I do want you to mention the team. It was not a very large team, but the work continued, as I said, for more than a year in a number of different dimensions.
That's right. Jen Picard was our senior producer. She took the lead on the Margaritaville episode. Jessica Maria Ross is our community engagement specialist. She held listening sessions in Meadowview for a couple of months, which really guided us in terms of what stories we were going to pursue. The digital team has been incredible. Chris Hagen, Katie Kidwell, Renee Thompson. They have put together an incredible package on the web that everybody should check out.
Joe, I think you had help from Sac State professors, didn't you?
We did, yeah. We couldn't have done it without the expertise of the Criminal Justice Department and geographer Robin Daddle. They were always available to answer questions to us.
I stepped on you a little bit there, but Joe Barr, Andrew Nixon, there are
Andrew Nixon produced videos and photos for the project as well.
So there is an interactive map that's being created. And what does this show or reflect?
Yeah, we're really excited about this because it shows some of the demographic changes over time, not just in Meadowview, but all of the Sacramento City neighborhoods. So you can see since 1980, how did the racial makeup change? You can see some of the white flight from Meadowview. You can see how poverty levels and education levels also changed over time. And as far as we know, I haven't seen anything like this on the web, an interactive map like this. And I know we're going to be using it for projects for a long time.
There is a celebration event this Saturday. Say a little bit about that?
We're having a podcast party, and a lot of the folks that we interviewed in the podcast will be there. We're going to have international food from Polynesia, Hmong food, Latin food. We're going to have dances from folks from the Pacific Island, from the Hmong community is going to dance. We're going to have spoken word performances, and we're going to, of course, have a panel discussion about the podcast as well.
Okay, that's this Saturday. Where and when?
At Rosa Parks K through 8 school in South Sacramento between 11 and 2 p.m.
Open to the public.
It is open and free. We just ask that you RSVP so we have enough food for everyone.
All right, we'll post a link to that. And you'd like to hear some feedback about the series, too.
Yeah, we actually are going to do another episode, a feedback episode based on what people thought of the show, anything we missed, anything we did well. So we want people to email us at theviewfromhere@capradio.org. That's the documentary podcast unit here. The email again is theviewfromhere@capradio.org.
So on our website, you'll see a link to the podcast episodes, a link to ticket RSVP info for this Saturday. You'll see the viewfromhere@capradio.org address.
That's
and
right.
there is also a Stefan Clark documentary that will premiere, I believe, December 12th at 8 o'clock. And those tickets are available on Eventbrite, too. That was not done by our newsroom, but it's another event happening in the area. And you're not really done with this project, are you?
I don't think so. You know, we've been in Meadowview for a long time, working with folks there for a long time. I'm sure it will continue in some shape or form.
All right, Pauline, thank you so much.
Thanks, Beth.
That is Pauline Bartolone and the Making Meadowview podcast team. After a break, we'll be back with Jeff Hudson and a holiday concert preview. This is Insight on Cap Radio.
This is Cap Radio 90.9 Sacramento, streaming at capradio.org. We get support from Loaves and Fishes, a local provider of food, warmth, and a path home. For over 36 years, serving women, men, and children in the community who are poor and homeless. Information on volunteering and donating at sacloaves.org.
Well, if you are a student just discovering NPR, or you've been listening to Donna Appadone and Morning Edition for years and years and years, or somewhere in between, don't forget this is a listener-supported radio station, and that is why I am here with Sally Schilling to remind you that your participation right now is so crucial to keeping Cap Radio funded. Help fund Insight, Morning Edition, and everything we produce generously with a financial contribution by calling us up now, 1-800-800-5867, or donate at capradio.org.
If you value longer form journalism that's more in-depth and really gets personal, like Making Meadowview that you just heard Pauline Bartolone talking about, personal stories that resonate, that are universal, you should donate now. We are growing our podcast team here that I lead, teaming up with reporters to take those stories you might hear in a little broadcast news bit and expand that to something that's more in-depth, that gives you the more and more of those aha moments. You learn a little bit more about your community, about science. If that is a good reason for you to give, do it right now. You've been thinking about it. Not only are you tuning in for the news, but you can go onto your favorite podcast app and get original content from Cap Radio. If you value that, let us know right now. Go online. It's super easy. Capradio.org and make that monthly donation and feel great about consistently going to us, not only on broadcast, but whenever you want to get that story that you want.
It's all part of the changing landscape of public radio and audio in general. 15, 12 years ago, if you heard something on the radio and then you missed it, then that's it. It's gone. Maybe it was floating around on the web somewhere, but you had to go digging for it.
Or now, call us up
or
in the
call
newsroom.
The radio station and be like, what did I hear? When did I think? And just it's now you have podcasts that you can just subscribe to and then you can listen to on your own at your own leisure. And it's all here. We're growing because of you. This is a natural extension of what we do. So thanks for helping us grow into that arena. Make your contribution now to help us go even further. Call 1-800-800-5867. Donating only takes just a few minutes, but it adds hours and hours and hours to Cap Radio on the air, online. 1-800-800-5867. Or if those phone lines are busy, our website has no hold time. It's capradio.org.
Think about donating $25 a month. That's just a few hundred dollars a year if you add it up. Think about the other subscriptions you have and just how often you're listening to Capital Public Radio content. $25 a month, you'll feel great about it. You can just go online and set it up once and know that you're contributing to something bigger. You're giving back to your community, but also it's a gift for yourself, right? Black Friday, maybe you picked up some gifts for your family, but also for yourself. Here's another one for your community and yourself. Call 1-800-800-5867 or go to capradio.org. Thank you so much.